The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, with me again for her tech takeover. And Jess, TLDR, Too Long Didn't Read This Week, is about our favourite person, Elon Musk and X. What's he up to?
Yeah, it wouldn't be like us to be talking about Elon, but he is making yet another change to the platform. As soon as today, they're going to start hiding likes on the platform. So, you know, if you go on to my platform on X, you'll see my tweets, you'll see my replies, you'll see the media, and then at the end of that row, you'll see what I've liked. So, for example, there's a comedian, Peter McGann. I find him gas. I'm always liking his videos. You'll see every single one of his videos there. You might see the odd news article, maybe something I'm interested in. From today, they're going to make that column disappear. And Elon Musk is saying it's to try and prevent people essentially from being cancelled, because there's been some high profile examples, some indeed in this country, where people have found themselves the centre of controversy based on tweets that they've liked. Now, this is a pretty black and white reading, I suppose, of Twitter likes. Sometimes I like things on Twitter slash X to bookmark them, to remind myself to come back to them. But in the past, certain media outlets have picked that up to mean that this person, that you, the person who likes the tweet, is endorsing this message, you're in favour or you're in agreement with it. And Musk says that's not ideal. So they're going to make that disappear.
I guess there is sense in making it disappear, isn't there? Or maybe they could make another option. Allow the likes there, but include a little bookmark option. You know, on Instagram, they've got a bookmark.
Yeah, so you can add stuff to bookmarks on Twitter slash X, but it's not as intuitive. It's not as easy to tap on as the like button. Now, it should be noted, likes as a concept are still going to be there. So if I put up a tweet and if you like it, I'll see that Kieran Cuddihy liked it, but nobody else will be able to see that you liked it. And so they're kind of just trying to protect their users a little bit more. I don't know that it's going to solve the issue of people getting in hot water for their social media behaviour. Yes, it's removing one aspect of it. But then the other thing I often wonder is, who would be bothered going in to see what tweets somebody else likes? Like, who has that kind of time in their day?
I regularly do it.
Do you?
The most recent tweet you liked is about Gavin Riley and the elections.
You're such a little creep.
I'm always keeping an eye on you, Jess.
Gavin's done a great job, to be fair to him.
What is your tech tip this week?
Okay, my tech tip, and you're off on the summer tour. You're off, although you're working, I say that in air quotes, because it looks like you're having a great time down there in Castle Marcher. Thanks so much for the invite. But if you are going away this summer, be it at home here in Ireland, or if you're going abroad, my top tip is to delete every app to do with work from your phone. So we here in News Talk, we use Microsoft Teams, we use Microsoft Outlook, we use all of these other wonderful Microsoft products. The second you go on the road to go on your hollybobs, delete those apps. And deleting the apps rather than putting them into a folder is better, because you want to create as much of a barrier, I suppose, to stop yourself from getting into it. One of our colleagues is away this at the moment, and she messaged me earlier in the week going, I have phantom sort of muscle memory going to open my email 10 times already, and I'm only just out of the country. So get the apps off your phone, walk away from them entirely, and enjoy your holiday.
All right, that is a good tech tip. What's your tech rec?
Okay, you need to watch this tonight. It's a docuseries on Netflix. It's called Dancing for the Devil. And it tells the story of TikTok superstars, which I know wouldn't normally be your cup of tea, but they are people who we have all seen, whether it is on TikTok or Instagram. They're doing the dances. They're professional dancers. They look incredible. They have fabulous moves. But this docuseries follows the journey of a particular group of people who signed to a management company called 7M Management. And the allegation in the docuseries is that 7M is actually a cult. And it's led by a man who calls the shots in terms of the songs that the content creator should be dancing to. He decides where they live. He insists that they give a certain portion of their earnings from branded deals and content deals to the church, another bit to him as their agent, and so on and so forth. There are examples where dancers have been paid, say, $100,000. And after they make their contributions to this church, to him as the agent and all the rest, they're left at around $1,000. It is utterly fascinating and very scary. It is upsetting at times. It's not a light-hearted entertainment watch, but it is compelling viewing, and I would highly recommend it.
Yeah, I like the sound of it. Dancing for the Devil. It is on Netflix. It is Jess Kelly's Tech Rec this week. Jess, thank you. We'll talk to you at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.